Good morning and welcome to your morning conversation. And this morning we're talking with Mark and Ashley Hendricks from the Maryville Public Arts Committee. And guys, we got a big weekend coming up, I guess in particular Friday with the annual Art Rhythm and Brews event coming up in downtown Maryville. But first of all, let's just kind of talk about some of the goals of the Maryville Public Arts Committee and what you've got coming up with us. Hopefully some new statues will be coming into town.
Yeah, sure. So thanks for having us, of course, again. And we always love being here because KXCV is always an awesome sponsor of the Maryville Public Art Committee. You know, our biggest thing is to raise awareness for art, like local artists, and we want to have that avenue where people can, you know, show off their art. You know, and the cool thing about our committee is, like, I am not an artist. I am a people person, but I'm a person that likes to bring people together and finding all these avenues to bring local artists, musicians, whatever, somebody that can show off their talent. You know, that's why I like to be part of this committee. And, you know, it's something that me and my wife, Ashley here, we like to do for fun together. You know, this is a fun thing for us.
Yeah, and we're just so excited to partner with the technical school. They help us install the art sculptures, which is a great collaboration. And I just think it's a really great chance to bring the community together to get outside and enjoy our beautiful downtown and just have an evening of where we celebrate all the great things we have in Maryville.
And it's really become an annual event that I think a lot of people look forward to every year.
Yeah, this is our fourth year of doing this, you know, and it kind of just started as a pipe dream of something. Man, we need something else to do in Maryville in the summer, because once the kids are gone, there's nothing going on. And, you know, we love going down to the Plaza Art Fair, because down in Kansas City, that's just a lot of fun for us. And we have what we're trying to build here is a mini scale version of the Plaza Art Fair, where you got live music and you have art going on down there, and you got food and you've got some drinks too, and just everybody out having a good time, you know, dropping their worries from the week and the end of school and end of the semester and everything going on. They can just relax, you know, find a babysitter for the night and just get out, have a date night and have fun.
Yeah.
Again, with Art Rhythm and Brews coming up Friday night, for those that may not be familiar with this, you may block off the downtown square and bring in some musical guests as you unveil the statues around the square as well. And let's just talk a little bit about this year's guests and what people can expect out of the musical side of things on Friday night.
Yeah, sure. So, Alex Kurt, he works over here in Wells Hall, so he's a sound engineer. And he plays some deep blues, so he's just a one-man solo act, but he was with us last year. He was fantastic last year, so we're like, oh, we got to have this guy back. And we got the Matt Cook Collective. They are a jazz band out of Kansas City, and they were here the first year?
Yeah.
First year of Art Rhythm and Brews, and we really enjoyed having them. And then our headliner this year is Outlaw Creek. They're a local country rock type of group, so we're really excited to have them join us this year. And we're only having, usually we have, you know, six acts. This year we're going to do three, kind of let our musicians play a little bit longer, you know, let them get into the groove. We'll have Alex playing from 8 until about 9:15 on the 4th Street stage, and then while he's playing, Matt Cook Collective is going to be playing on the 3rd Street stage, and then kind of just everybody move into Main Street at 9:30 for Outlaw Creek.
And it's a great opportunity to hear some music and also sample some food as well.
Yeah, this year we've got Carson, A&G, William Coy, Simply Siam, and Northwest Catering are all going to be there, and we'll get to try some unique things. I know Northwest Catering was talking about bringing crawfish cheesecake bites.
Yeah,
as one of their.
I know. Samples. He, you know, Spencer told me about this, and I was like, "What?
Yeah,
okay." So. You know, it might be one of those sweet and salty things that people like. And
yeah, so there's some great opportunities to try some new things that you wouldn't normally get to try on a given night. And we've also got some local breweries that are new this year. We've got River Bluff Brewing out of St. Joe, Liberty Cap out of St. Joe, Crane Brewing out of Raytown, Missouri, and we've also got some local hometown brewers, Backyard Vine and Wine, which
Casey
is local,
Beer Company,
and Casey Beer Company, yeah.
Yeah, and then the pub is going to be putting together a signature whiskey cocktail as well. So bring your appetite and but drink some water before. I guess that's a safe thing to say.
Sure.
And really, the forecast right now looks like it's should be an excellent night for this as well.
You know, knock on wood. Every year, pretty much, it's rained. I guess the first year it was just cold, but you know, we've either had rain, we'd had to move it inside, and that wasn't. I mean, it was fun. Everybody had a great time, but it's just not the ideal of the ambiance that we're trying to create. You know, we're going to turn downtown into something that, you know, you're not going to see every day. We're hanging lights in the middle of the street and just kind of turn into a nice, you know, festival atmosphere, and it'll be pretty and you take pictures and, you know, and yeah, it'll be fun. And the weather's looking nice right now. So knock on wood, we won't have to move inside, but we have, you know, those plans just in case. We, our friends at the Rose Theater, Board Game Cafe and the Pub, they've opened their doors to us and said, hey, if it rains, you know, we have some bad weather, come on in and we'll have the party inside.
And again, part of this too is the unveiling of the statues for the community for the next year. And might talk a little bit about the statues themselves and what folks can see this year with those.
You got
this? Sure. Yeah. So we've got four new statues this year. One will go down by the farmer's market, and that one is Sweet Pops of Brilliance. It kind of looks like big lollipops, something kind of fun and colorful for the kids to be around. We've also got Generations 3, which is a plant emerging from the ground. It's really cool. It's just a neat perspective piece.
Let me talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Generations 3. The cool thing about Generations 3 is we're going to put that one on 3rd Street. And when it, like, let's see, it'll be in front of, like, Nottoway News Leader. Whenever the sun just hits it right, it's going to cast through this shadow, the silhouette, and it's going to portray, and it's just, it's going to be really cool how that looks during the late afternoon on a, you know, in a farming town. You know, it's going to be cool just seeing that.
Mm-hmm. And our other two we have are Sunriser. It looks like a lady that's, like, standing on the world, and then she's like connected to the moonbeams, so it's really neat. And that one's going to go over on
that'll be on Main Street,
out right in front of Carson's there. And then we've also got Sallying with Grandpa by the Seashore, which is looks like Grandpa and some grandkids. He's got one on his shoulders and one down on the ground. Since we're a family-centered community, I think this will be a nice one.
Absolutely. We, you know, with this year, the statue selection, we wanted to pick something that's going to relate to anybody, you know, walking through downtown and seeing our statues and be like, oh, yeah, I used to hang out on my grandpa's shoulders, or, you know, I love lollipops, you know. I love lollipops.
Well, like who doesn't?
I really like that one. I
know a lot of work goes into selecting the artwork every year from the committee. Just kind of talk a little bit about the process that goes through every year to come up with the statues that are around the square.
Yeah, sure. So we start with about 100 statues to choose from. And we narrow it down as a committee to 8. And then we pick our favorite 4. We have, you know, A and B, and we ask our person, our dealer, if we can get them to lease these statues. And you know, we've got a really good thing going with our person up in Sioux Falls, where, you know, we'll lease the statue for $1,500 for the year. And the cool thing about this is, like, if you really fall in love with this statue, you can buy that statue, and we can get you the information. And we make a cut off of that, you know, and that just goes directly back to our operations with the Maryville Public Art Committee. But yeah, and then we select the statues, get approved for the statues, then we go to City Council, make sure that they're still on board with us having these statues, and then installate. We took out the latest statue, our last year's statues, last week, and we'll be putting up the new statues this week, right before Art Rhythm and Brews.
Yeah, I really know that a lot of people feel like this really adds a lot to the downtown area by having a little bit of artwork on each side of the square there. And then, of course, he's mentioned by where they have the farmer's market on Saturdays as well, that it's just kind of an added something to the community that folks enjoy.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to have a, you know, we live here. You know, we chose to come back to Maryville because we want to make this our home, and we want it to be something where we can be really proud of. You know, we've got a really great partnership with our friends at Downtown Maryville and the great things that they're doing right now. We're just happy to be a part of it, happy that we can add something to it. And these statues really, you know, are going to speak to people, and we're going to add some more artwork downtown and have fun art events downtown as well. You know, we just want people to be proud that they are from Maryville, and we just want to show it off a little bit.
Again, this event coming up, Art Rhythm and Brews, coming up on Friday evening. Just kind of talk again a little bit about the hours for this and how people can attend.
Okay, well, tickets are available online through Eventbrite or at MarylandPublicArt.org. And the event begins at 8 p.m. and it goes till 11 p.m.
Yeah, and we're going to shut down the street at 1:30 so we can set up for the event. So just be aware of that as you're driving around Maryville. Main Street will be closed right there in between pretty much 2nd and 5th, I believe. So make sure you know about that, but we're doing a lot of fun things for that evening. So just bear with us, and it'll be a fun time. Hope to see everybody out there. And if you have any questions, you can always, you know, get a hold of us at MarylandPublicArt.org. We got Facebook page as well. So just look us up. We'll answer any questions, and we'd love to see you there.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun coming up on Friday.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Again,
we've been talking with Mark and Ashley Hendricks from the Maryville Public Art Committee as Art Rhythm and Brews coming up this Friday evening in downtown Maryville. That's our morning conversation. I'm John Coffey.